Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 and 18. It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, even though God had told him, "Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted." This is a really tough passage, isn't it? The idea of God apparently asking a parent to kill their child is hard enough. But it's definitely more difficult when you consider that on this occasion, God was asking Abraham to murder the son who was going to be the start of the great and mighty nation he'd promised. It's all very perplexing. But we're invited to focus our attention on Abraham, the man of faith, because he was willing to do whatever God called him to do, knowing that it would all work out wonderfully. The writer observes that Abraham had worked out that if Isaac had actually been killed, then God would have been able to raise him from the dead so that his plans could be fulfilled. He was absolutely convinced that God could be trusted, so he was happy to make any sacrifice. Sacrifice lies at the heart of every loving relationship. When you truly love another person, you'll gladly go to great lengths to please them, even if it's costly and difficult. So we shouldn't be surprised that God looks to us to make sacrifices. He may call us to give up money, status, power, and possessions in order to bless others. On the face of it, this might seem incredibly demanding and unattractive, but when it's seen as part of a loving relationship with a God who loves us so much that he made the ultimate sacrifice of his son, it all makes sense. None of this is to say that sacrifices are pain-free and easy. The pain in Abraham's heart when he prepared to offer Isaac must have been overwhelming. But as men and women of faith, we can share his confidence in God and know that any sacrifice we make is only a pale reflection of the sacrifice that he made for us when he sent Jesus into the world. So let me ask you a question. What sacrifices have you made for God? And what sacrifices would you be willing to make in the future? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the ultimate sacrifice that you made in sending Jesus into the world. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I hope you have a great day today.
Hope grows when we join together. Gather faithfully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
Zaxby's just out-Phillied the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.